Well, it is a win to Zatori. It's paid $21.70. Well done to Matty Allard and Simon Zara. Spent some time with him on Thursday morning. He ran an absolute blinder in the Newmarket last year. He's carried top weight and he's won the Newmarket, defeating Indian Pacific, Amish Boy and Prague. This first four is going to pay anything. Here's Matty Ellerton.
A beating. What a weight, great win.
Yeah, it was. You know, I sort of don't get too nervous every, you know, pre-race day. I was a little bit, you know, toey today. You know, things have gone real, you know, just playing with him from the Oakley plate and he's really come on really well and, you know, probably the only thing in the back of my mind was drawing four, but Luke gave him a great steer.
He certainly did, didn't he? He ran fourth in this race last year. Did you think you had him going better?
I don't know about better, but, you know, just
as good.
He's just a, you know, he's a good, tough, honest sprinter. He's dual Group 2 winner. He's now a Group 1 winner, and, you know, he's got a great CV, especially down the straight.
Yeah, I saw Simon. It's rare for him. He's always got a smile on his face. He had tears in his eyes. Why does it mean so much to him and you to win this great race?
Oh, well, it's, you know, it's on our doorstep and, you know, it's a time-honoured sprint and, you know, we're just chuffed to win the race.
Tell us about him as a young horse. That's his 26th start. He wins his 8th race today. Take us through his career with you.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's a bit of a lad as a colt and he's hard to handle and he was pretty quickly a gelding and, you know, he found his way pretty quick, really. We took him to Brisbane as a three-year-old and I don't think he went on that leg. I don't think he travels, actually. He took him to Adelaide last year and he just did nothing and I think he's a bit of a sulk that way, but, like I said, his CV down the straight is exceptional.
Yeah, it's incredible, mate. You win one of the classics here at Flemington. As a Flemington trainer, we know it means a lot. Congratulations to you and the team.
Thanks, Richo.
Yeah, and Luke Curry, another Group 1 win for Luke Curry, hot on the heels of the Blue Diamond. And Jamie Carr, we say she can do no wrong. Well, she pulled the wrong rein there. She got off Zatori to ride Serious Suspect.
Yeah, I thought he'd go a little bit quicker than that Serious Suspect, but he was. They claimed him pretty quickly. You never wanted to be on the favourite at any stage of the race. Well, this bloke's won, I would say, four races over the Flemington 1200 metres, and that goes a long way. Good weight carrier, tough horse. It was a very even race.
Brooklyn Hustle, no luck again.
Yeah,
just with her racing style.
I see her there, and that the chestnut there. She's on the heels of Swats, that
never ever
no,
got a crack at
them. She hasn't let go, has she? She hasn't been allowed to let go there. She might have been, in the finish, to be honest. Brooklyn Hustle, but can't take anything away from. Let's listen to Luke Curry.
Out wide, take us through that race.
Oh, it just all panned out for him. I just got on the back of the speed towards the inside, and you know, he brought us out to a part of the track where I was happy to be. I suppose going into the race looked probably middle to outside. They look the horses to beat, so we're going to have to do it on our own a bit down to the inside, and the Perth horse give him a really great bunny to chase, and full credit to Matty and Simon. He give me a pretty easy ride. It was a great effort by him.
We just spoke about the fact that the weights have been raised, but still he has lumped 57 kilos to win a Newmarket. It's some effort.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank my manager Travis and Dean Lester, who sort of, you know, I was umming and ahhing which way to go with the couple, and you know, they were keen. I know Dean was very keen on Zatori, and not many better judges than him. But you know, it was a great effort. A great effort by the whole team to get over the line.
Well, there's simply no better judge than him, so he steered you in the right direction. That's your fourth Group 1 for the season. You're now equal Group 1 winning rider with William Pike. What a season you're having, mate.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, off the back of having a fall last year and having quite some time off, you know, I was lucky enough to pick up a couple of good ones over the spring, and then. Yeah, I had a bit of a rest after spring. You know, I didn't ride too much, which has helped the body a lot. It's been great autumn so far, and hopefully there's a couple more in us yet.
Yeah, you deserve every bit of success that comes your way. Well done.
Thank you. And, I couldn't do it without the support of not only the owners and trainers that support me, but the team around me. Travis, my manager, does a great job for me, and my family, Sophia and the kids. You know, they're great support.
Yeah, I enjoy that. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Geez, he's a good bloke and a very good jockey.
He's getting the respect that he always deserved. He's just had a fantastic run the last few years. Obviously had some serious injuries. Would he be the only Group 1 winning jockey to be managed by a former number one AFL draft pick?
Well, would have to be. I guess.
It's a very small field, Turfy, I'll
say. I'm very pleased for Travis, who's had a very... I know Trav well. He's had a interesting life, and to think that he manages such a great job, his Luke Curry is a beauty.
Absolutely. Dean Lester, just got a pat on the back. You helped him pick Zatori, Dino. You must feel proud. Did you actually have anything on Zatori in the race?
So, well, as you know, you're sort of 10 or 12 days out when trying to organise rides, and Luke gave me a list of who he could ride, and I said, "Oh, go Zatori, mate. He'll give you a great ride." And then the weights went up 2 kilos, and he drew the inside, and I went, "Oh no, I've steered him the wrong way here." so swings and roundabouts, but no one deserves it more than Luke.
No.
He's a tremendous rider, and you know, they talk about the footballer's footballer. He's been the jockey's jockey. Like, everyone in the room has known for a long time how good Luke is, and now the public are starting to realise how good he is.
Well, Jonathan Munn's a Group 1 win there. I suspect Jonathan's probably not even here today, but do you talk
just
with
counting,
owners?
Hey?
Yeah, just counting.
Just counting.
Yeah,
he can pay his gas
go
bill
for
now,
a swim.
God.
do you discuss with owners as well, Dino?
No, I just gave Luke an assessment on the three or four that he offered up, and I was comfortable that Zatori would run him a really good race. There were a couple with little queries. One didn't even run, but there was. I just thought he was the most likely to run him a reliable race. But when you're 10 days out, you're and that's what people go. Oh, jockey went the wrong way. Well. They've got to make a call before noms, before weights, before acceptances, before track conditions sometimes, and often loyalty to stables. So that was just a great pickup. He doesn't do a lot of riding for the Ellen Zara stable, but it was a pickup ride for him today.
Just a general overview, Dino. September run was just pretty horrid, ultimately. And identify any next timers or hard luckers? Or?
Oh, I think the boys identified Brooklyn Hustle's going right for the right race, and Flit was in the same boat. They were in the same spot. They were actually, I think, probably relying on Swats That and Serious Suspect kicking on, and neither gave a kick, and they virtually ran up the back of them. So, but Brooklyn Hustle, the worst, probably. Much more unlucky than she was in the Oakley Plate. She only got stopped for a stride or two in the Oakley Plate. She got stopped for 100 metres today. So she ran lucklessly. Indian Pacific, terrific run again. Perth sprinters have got to be regarded. Ran really well last week to Fabergino. And out to 1,200, gave a great sight for a long way down the inside. Amish Boy, a cheeky run. And Michael, you asked if I backed Zatori. No, I didn't, but I backed Prague at $26 a place, so you can know he ran fourth.
Oh, the place.
no excuses to the eye, the favourite, Dean?
No. I thought she can get a little bit wound up. I thought when Craig first got on her, she looked really healthy and well, but she was just a little bit more agitated than usual, and she got a bump at the start with standout, but she got into a rhythm quickly. And she got her clear air fairly quickly. But as soon as Craig went for her, she wanted to lay out. And it's not in keeping with what she usually goes the other way, if anything. So whether just, that bump at the start or something not quite right. But she didn't travel like she usually does. She didn't race in her usual pattern at all, as in her stride.
I was trying to remember, Dino, her wins here. Even the one when she won the Captain Teves, where she was closest to the inside.
Yes.
The other wins were swooping. I'm not sure whether she's raced in between them before.
No, but she ended up on the... I mean, that group gave her enough room that she was probably... she was on the inner of the outside group, and that four on the inside were probably five or six away from her at the halfway, even when she wasn't really going. So, by the time that the race... when they joined up at about the 300, she was already off the bit. So, just had a bad day.
Yeah, you did make the point. She was very on edge in the yard. I mean, she was okay, with the earmuffs on and all that sort of stuff. But she was a little bit wound up.
But wouldn't explain that performance.
Just on the cousins again, Dean, I know we've spoken about it a lot, but we were just talking after the previous race where the partnerships ran 1, 2, 3, and I Googled that the partnerships came in Victoria in 05 and 08 in Sydney, and we were trying to work out who the first partnership was in Victoria. Was it almost these two?
Yeah, quite possibly. Fran and Brian, Fran Houlihan, Brian Johnson. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know how Terry and Karina O'Sullivan, how
far
they
were fairly back. Close. Close up. But no, the cousins, what they do is they churn out winners every season. They just go under the radar because they're not headline makers as such. They get a good job with their horses, and there's never any dramas really. It's just training winners.
And they do it very well indeed. Dino, we'll get you back before the next. I'd say it's advantage bookmakers at the moment.
Yes. Oh, I think I'm out of everything now.
Exactly. All right, Dino, we'll catch up soon. Eden Hope.